Good evening. It is Thursday again, and this is Artists in the City. You are listening to Roots Reggae Radio. We're heard here every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and this is a pre-record show. This is a special on Nina Simone, and this is a documentary that was around her life, so we're going to get right to it.
First of all, my music is done. The essence of my being. I've been playing and singing since I was three. Singing since I was three. And I feel that it is that I have a reason, that there's a reason why I'm alive and on this particular planet, though I would not tell you that I came from here. I don't think I came from here at all. I really don't. And I hope to live long enough to substantiate that. I really mean it. But again, so that my music to me is very important. Every song that I sing to me is important. That it communicates to something to someone. It is not just a song. It's something that says something to someone. It's very much like poetry or a good play, something that communicates and gets into the soul of people. That's why it's so important to me. Off the top of my head, as far as I'm concerned, thousands and thousands of years ago, we were, for lack of a better expression, on top. If there were oppressors, they were me and you. We would not be oppressed. We had kings and queens. We had civilizations that we don't know very much about. And so as far as I'm concerned, my music is addressed to my people, especially to make them more curious about where they came from and their own identity and pride in that identity. That's why my songs, I try to make them as powerful as possible, mostly just to make them curious about themselves. We don't know anything about ourselves. We don't even have the pride and the dignity of African people. But we can't even talk about where we came from. We don't know. It's like a lost race. And my songs are deliberately to provoke this feeling of like, who am I? Where did I come from? You know, do I really like me, and why do I like me, and if I am black and beautiful, I really am, and I know it, and I don't care who cares, says what. That's what my songs are about, and it is addressed to black people. Though at times, the songs, I hope that in their musical concept, and in their musical form and power, that they are will also live on after I die, in that as much as they are universal songs too.
Daddy, you spring to me.
That's my music too.
Springs to me.
She's singing now. She's got a career. And I saw her yesterday. I have a grandchild. I've never seen it. It's 7 years old. I have sacrificed my whole life to do the songs for this race of mine.
Well, that's what you wanted, Judith.
It isn't what
you
I
were
wanted.
Successful.
Mrs. Mazinovich wanted it for me. She and Mama.
Yeah.
They made up their minds what I was supposed to do. You wanted me to stay here.
Well, that didn't exactly want you to stay here. But, as I said yesterday, things just stray apart, you know. We
We're still alive.
Yeah.
We're not dead.
No. But we have different lives now.
I'd be a little freer, a little less me. A little less me now. A little less bitter. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get in my way.
I refuse to call it jazz, even though the whole world calls it jazz. But it's a term that was invented by white people to identify black people.
You slave eyes will know.
In 1863, President Lincoln frees the slaves. The Southern states adopt this policy of segregation, and by a subtle interpretation of the Constitution, the Supreme Court ratifies the doctrine, separate but equal. Separation is strictly applied. Equality means injustice, exploitation, and insult. Eunice Kathleen Wayman was born in the southern state of North Carolina, February 21st, 1933.
She was daddy's favorite. She was the apple of my daddy's eyes. We call him the Whistler, as a matter of fact. And he had that rare ability to whistle on two levels. At one time, the double whistle. He could do that. We could hear him as we used to tease ourselves a mile away. Many blocks away, we could hear Daddy whistling in the night. He could also sing and dance. In fact, he and Mother started out as a dance duo.
The Waymans, a couple of Methodist ministers, raised their eight children on the Southern music, blues and gospel.
She's just a baby lying on the floor in this old quilt. And she'd come across one, and some of them would advertise and have a little two or three notes, you know, on a staff. And when she'd see one of those, she'd say, oh, 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 it'd strike. There's music on the inside, it would strike it, you see. And she'd say, oh, 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 oh. See, I'm a preacher of the gospel, have been for 50-some years. And then on Sunday morning, she played for the morning service. And people would come just to hear her play. Because when she struck the piano, people said something went all over the church.
He'll stand for you. And because... And if you call him right, he'll stand for you. And he'll ask you, what do you want me to do for you? Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. Everything will be all right. And the Lord all right.
Precious Lord.
I'm tired.
Ms. Mazanovich was named Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L. And she said, the lady I was staying with, taking care of, she said, if you will teach Eunice, I'll pay for it. And so she said, send her down, Miss Mazanovich said, send her down and let me hear her. And when she went down, she come back and said, definitely, she's full of music. She said she has a perfect pitch.
The Eunice Women Fund, created by Mrs. Mazanovich, unites the town of Tryon that bypasses the racial prejudice. This permits Eunice to prepare the entrance exams to the prestigious Curtis Institute. Yet, she gets turned down.
The reason she was not admitted was because she was black, and most of all because she was a young black woman.
Oh, no. Had nothing to do with her color or background. She just didn't, she wasn't accepted because there were others who were better, and that's the whole posture of the Curtis Institute.
That it was because I was black.
Oh, no.
And I certainly played the piano very well.
Oh, no, but she had talent. She had great talent. And I accepted her on the basis of her talent and with the understanding that I would prepare her for an audition at Curtis. It was during that early period that she demonstrated at one lesson her ability to play jazz. And I remember distinctly telling her, why don't you pursue this as your profession? And she said, oh no, my first love is classical music and I want to be a pianist.
I've known her to have to practice 7 hours. And trying to get her lesson to have 19 pages at one time to memorize. And I've seen her just cry.
My experience was so firsthand and so deep. It was so intense. The rejection was so unequivocally wrong that I haven't got over it yet.
She changed her name. She became Nina Simone because she didn't want her mom to know that she was playing and singing what my mother then called the devil's music.
In admiration of the French actress, Nina calls herself by the first name of Simone Signore and plays the devil's music in cabarets around New York, Philadelphia, and Atlantic City.
When I was in my prime, I flourished like a vine. There came along a false young man and stole away my fine.
And I made a record called I Love You Porgy in New York City, and it became an instant hit all over the Eastern Seaboard and all over the United States and eventually the world. And that made me into an instant celebrity. After that, it was just clear sailing.
Setting the rhythm for her completely personal singing style is a newcomer to the jazz scene. Miss Nina Simone sings Little Liza Jane.
Village Gate, Harlem Apollo, Village Vanguard, Nina alone on stage breaks into the New York scene with a new sound, knowing nothing about the business. My Baby Just Cares for Me, I Love You Porgy, are amongst the 14 songs on her first record that she sells the rights to for $3,000. She loses over $1 million, and she's only 24.
If your mind lies in the devil's workshop, and evil doings you thrill, and trouble and mischief is all you live for, you know damn well that you'll go to hell now. You'll go to hell. Now you're living high and mighty, rich off the fat of this land. Just don't dispose of your natural soul, love, 'cause if you do, you know damn well that you'll go to hell. Yes, you will. You'll go to hell. Why your natural soul burns, hell. Why you pay for your sins, hell. Keep your children from doing wrong if you can, 'cause you know damn well that they'll go to hell. They'll go to hell. Man and woman were recreated, hell. To live for eternity. But an apple they ate from the tree of hate, so you know damn well they went to hell. Yes, they did. They went to hell. Some say that hell is below us, but I say it's right by my side. 'Cause you see evil in the morning, evil in the evening, all the time, you know damn well.
Mass hypnosis is certainly a thing that's really alive, and it can sway thousands of people at one time. I use it all the time.
It was almost always electric, exciting. You never knew what she would do. She would start playing a Bach riff, and she had the most unusual vocal arrangements, musical arrangements.
That's what I call it, black classical music. It's an infusion of pop, gospel, classical, jazz, folk, and ballads. And they haven't been able to call it anything but jazz. And like I said, I call it black classical music.
I don't think anyone in the world could get people as excited as she did. And for me, that's her greatness was what kept me going with her, because she was a very difficult person, as you all know. She wasn't an easy person.
She came in late enough every night to start the first show in time for the second show. And one night, we figured out why there were bodyguards. A woman got close enough and asked for an autograph. She signed it. She handed it to the woman. The woman said, "Thank you very much, Miss Simone." She went, "That's all you got to say?" And the woman's face dropped and said, "Well, what else do you expect me to say? If that's how you feel about it, here, take it back." And Nina was picking up a bottle and going after the woman. We said, "That's what the bodyguards are for, to protect the public from her, not to protect her from the public."
While grabbing fries from his plate, she meets a New York police detective, Andrew Strode. They marry, and he cleans up her business act.
He was a great manager. He wasn't such a good husband. There was never any passion between us, and I never enjoyed him in bed. He told people that I was his sleeping pill.
Andy was the son of a bitch. I think he realized he probably had a good thing. I think he realized he may have had a workhorse. I think he realized that she was not as knowledgeable about contracts, about the business end of the music industry.
Switch, love, switch.
50 albums, 500 songs, most of them created under Andrew Strode's never-ending pressure.
When the show actually starts, Buck, when we're up here, you keep your eyes on me, right on me. Whatever happens, just keep your eyes on me. And don't worry about nothing. Keep yourself calm.
The birth of Lisa doesn't bring the couple any closer.
He didn't understand me. He did not understand the complexity and the madness of being an artist. The confusion, the joy, the happiness. How one day you love what you do, and the next day you may hate the very same thing that you loved the day before.
Lord, have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Almost, but not quite.
Her music was just more than powerful, and it was more than music. It was a philosophy and a belief that despite all of these problems, we will get through this. And not only will we get through it, but we will survive and triumph in this.
Well, that's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Desegregation.
Too slow.
Mass participation.
Too slow.
Unification.
Too slow.
Do things gradually.
Too slow.
Will bring more tragedy.
Too slow.
Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know. To live next to me, love. Just give me my equality, love. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Oh,
it was dangerous. Yes, we encountered many of people who were after our hides at different times. And I was excited by it, though, because I felt more alive then than I feel now, because I was needed, and I could sing something to help my people. And that became the mainstay of my life. That became most important to me, not classical piano, not classical music, not even popular music, but civil rights movement music.
Langston Hughes, the Harlem's poet, Lorraine Hansberry, the first successful black playwriter on Broadway, awakened Nina to the reality of segregation. When Miss Hansberry dies, Nina picks her unfinished title piece and casts it into a song, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, a song dedicated to those who fight for their rights. The song is declared the national anthem of black America. Nina becomes the protest singer of all civil rights movements.
We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, oh, free at last.
What it's like to be a slave. Slave to your mind. Slave to your race. You are.
That's nonviolent is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution based on loving your enemy.
The real problem with violence is that we have never been violent. We have been too nonviolent. Too nonviolent.
Yes.
If I'd had my way, I'd have been a killer. Okay? That's true. I would have had guns, and I would have gone to the South and gave them violence for violence, shotgun for shotgun, if I had my way. But my husband told me I didn't know anything about guns, and he refused to teach me. And the only thing I had was music, so I obeyed him. But if I'd had my way, darn, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I'd be probably dead somewhere, because I would have used guns during those years. I was never a nonviolent person.
And the burning of our churches will not deter us.
Yes, sir.
The bombing of our homes will not dissuade us.
Yes, sir.
The beating and killing of our clergymen and young people will not divert us.
Yes, sir.
The wanton release of their known murderers will not discourage us. We're on the move now.
Yes, sir.
Like an idea whose time has come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not even the marching of mighty armies can halt us.
Yes, sir.
We are moving to the land of freedom.
Yes, sir.
It's July 2nd, 1964. Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Bill, causing an uproar from the Ku Klux Klan.
If you educate a dog, you've got an educated dog. That's all. You don't change a nigger's nature, his characteristics, because you educate. You've got an educated nigger, that's all. And remember, the niggers that are giving you all the trouble, white folk, are the educated niggers.
March 25th, 1965, the Selma Montgomery March comes to an end. The Governor Wallace deploys the army and the police. The airport is shut. Sammy Davis Jr., Leonard Bernstein, James Baldwin, Harry Belafonte, Anthony Perkins, and Nina Simone cross the barriers and give a show in front of 40,000 people.
A number of stars came down and performed, but I think Nina Simone stole the show. And again, it was because her music so reflected the soul and the feeling of the people there.
Fourth of April, 1968.
He was dreaming of the day peace would come on us, and he spread the message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, and death, he did not dread. Yes, with his Bible by his side.
I don't blame the white people for what they did.
He would not hide.
They were slave drivers, and that's what they were, and they drove the slaves. And I think that if blacks had had the opportunity to have slaves, they would have had whites as slaves. Yes.
There was just not a place where any of us could offer much refuge to anybody else. And I can understand that feeling, because at points I have too felt particularly angry and particularly betrayed that we are willing to settle now for so little when we ask so much and deserve so much more.
Damn right. Damn right it would have. We wouldn't be fighting like we're fighting now. We wouldn't just have five black mayors. We would have half of the United States that we own, and we'd have a separate state by now, which of course I'm for, because America is full of prejudice and discrimination, and the black people are never going to get their rights unless they have their own separate states. And if we'd had an armed revolution, there'd have been a lot of blood, But we'd have our, I think we'd have that separate state by now. Decidedly.
She was really out there alone. So she carried the burden by herself, and we had each other to help. But even amongst us here, many of us got tired. Many of us, you know, were emotionally broken down. Martin Luther King gave his life.
Others will go and die for a country in which they have no rights. The Vietnam War diverts the public's attention, marking an end to the civil rights movement. Nina is bitter.
Mr. Backlash, who do you think I am? They raise my taxes, freeze my wages, send my only son to Vietnam. They give me second-class houses and second-class schools. Do they think that all colored people are just second-class fools?
They give me second-class houses, second-class schools. I know you think all colored people are just second-class fools, Mr. Backlash. I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am. I tell you, when Langston Hughes, when he died, he told me many times before, he said, Nina, keep on working till they open up the door now. When you finally made it and the doors will open wide, make sure you tell them exactly where it's at, so they'll have no other place to hide. So I'm telling you, warning you, telling you, yeah, my heart.
She was very pro-black, and as she came embittered by what was going on in this country, it came out in her performance, and she started to turn off the white audiences who were now afraid to go to a show, afraid of getting beat up or mugged, or afraid to hear some message they were sick and tired of hearing.
All my friends had either left the movement or were exiled or were killed. And so I was lost, and I was bitter, very bitter. And what's that other word you used? Paranoid. I imagined that somebody was out to get me and out to kill me every minute of my life. Indeed, the FBI did have a paper on me.
I remember that there two men from the CIA came to Curtis to interview me and to ask me if there was any evidence when she was a student that she was mixed up in this rebellious uprising. And there was never any.
Well, when the civil rights movement died, there was no reason to stay. And the racial prejudice was so much, I couldn't bear it. And I had to get out of there. I didn't think it was my home anymore.
In short, sexism was still very much prevalent in everything. And racism was rampant and still present. It is today. She looked at herself, therefore, I suppose, through the eyes of a woman at her age and said, she doesn't want it, no time for it, and to hell with it. She dropped out, literally.
My skin is tan. My hair's all right, it's fine. My hips invite you, daddy. And my mouth is like wine. Whose little girl am I? Well, yours, if you got some money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Thing.
I don't like to think about it, though. I try to push it back because she seemed to become a workhorse. disrespected. Used. As well as abused. Yes.
I thought that I should be the same color all over, so I put makeup in my hair, brown makeup in my hair to make it the same color I was, and I thought that I was getting ready to go on the laser beam with my husband Andy. I thought I could see through his skin, and I thought that he was my nephew instead of my husband. And I told him that we had to get out of Baltimore very fast and go on the laser beam. I was having hallucinations. I was too tired to know what I was doing.
I called my mom. I called my mother. And I told her what was happening. I said, Mom, she says, well, son, if you believe in that, if you really believe that you can be of some good and some help to her, because she needs help. She's going through a lot right now. I said, Mom, she's my blood. She's my blood. And nobody is going to hurt her as long as I'm around. If I can be of some good to her, if I can keep those bastards away from her, if I can show her that things are not like she has been used to, if I can show her that if you keep hanging in there, sis, day after day, you'll see some improvement. Things will get better. The paranoia, the birds, and the voices that she hears.
How sad, yeah. And then this lady is taken out of her cage, put on stage, do her trick, give the emotions to the audience, taken off stage, get a bunch of flowers, back into the cage. It's horrible. It's horrible.
They say you mean an evil and don't know what to do. And that's the reason that he's gone. Mama, tell me, baby, what you gonna do? Na-na-na. They say he's left you all alone to weather this old storm, and he's got another one. That fool's telling everybody he's sick and tired of you. Hey, Lordy, Lordy, Mama, what you gonna do? Hey, Lordy, Mama, say you love to fuss and fight and bring a good man down, and don't know how to treat him when he takes you on the town. They say you ain't behind him and just don't understand, and think that you're a woman, but you're acting like a man. Hey, Lordy Mama, hey, baby, tell me what you gonna do. Get your nerves together, baby, and set the record straight. The whole round world know it wasn't you that caused this bit of fate. All these things you love.
Okay, that's okay. Leave it like it is. No.
That's good things if you feel them. If you don't,
you're repeating yourself now, okay?
Oh, yes, I guess I am a little capricious.
Listen, Stewart, this is Nina Simone. You better. Listen, Stewart, this is Nina Simone. You better bring all those contracts to the Bingham Hotel this afternoon, or I ain't gonna do your fucking concerts, because I know you're rich, son of a bitch.
I am not easily aroused. No, that's not true. I am. I'm very emotional. I'm very disciplined, but I'm very emotional. And when I don't like something, I say it immediately. Immediately when I don't like it, you know. So I think people would say I've got a hot temper. I think so.
A bird fell to earth, reincarnated from her birth. She had father in her ways, she had dust inside her brain. She flitted here and there, United States, Switzerland, England, everywhere, with father in her inside her brain. Concentrate.
It was my father that had the sense of humor. It was my father whom I could lean on all the time. And one day, he was telling my brother that he was the head of the family and how he made the money to take care of the family. And I knew it was a lie. And he had never lied. And I heard him telling my brother Sam that. And it was the first time I ever heard him lie. And I said, you are a liar. You don't take care of this family. And from now on, you are not my father. And he died. And he died. I didn't even go to the funeral. I went and gave a concert at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And my father was buried that night. And I never got over that. I'm still not over that. Every time he's mentioned, I want him again. He influenced me more than any man in the world.
My father always promised me.
I wish he was here now.
We would live. We'd go
gonna sell. That's the house I was born in. Goodness gracious!
Good to see you. It's good to see him.
Oh, Freddie!
Yes, you look so good.
Thank you. Have you?
How are you?
How you doing?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
See you too.
That's right. It was my boyfriend.
That's right. That's right.
Lily Bell.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Oh,
it's been such a long time.
Yes, it's been 20 years.
Brings back so many memories. I don't know how I'm gonna stand it. I just feel like killing myself. I've lost too much.
This is your other daughter.
This is my other daughter.
Yes, it's your other daughter.
And this is your mother.
I know.
This is Mrs. Graham. It's raining in the metro. The devils are tossing high. The sky is shattered.
I wasn't able to raise Lisa very well. I'm sure that we'll make it up as months go by. We'll make up for what we didn't share during those years. She seems to think we can, and I think we can.
If she wasn't with me or around, she was always with me musically. So I want to sing her songs, and I would love to be able to do that and have her in the wings or in the audience or on the stage, knowing that she's appreciated, knowing that she's loved, and knowing that it all has not been for naught.
Very little time for love. Easy to do for just a single woman. Sometimes at night, the walls talk back to me. They seem to say, wasn't yesterday a better day? All
a single woman out on a private cloud caught in a world few people understand. I am what I am, only one single woman. I sang this song in Africa, in Liberia, when I was there for 3 years. I sang it. It was the only song that they asked me to sing during the entire time I was there. I didn't have to sing. I didn't have to work. I didn't have to do anything except enjoy myself. There was a time I can't remember when the house was full of love, but then again it might have been imagination's plan just to help along. One single woman.
Well, what's free to you?
What's free to me?
Yeah.
Same thing it is to you. You tell me.
No, no, you tell me. No, no. Because I've been talking to you for such a long
time. It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. It's like, how do you tell somebody how it feels to be in love? How are you going to tell anybody who has not been in love how it feels to be in love? You cannot do it to save your life. You can describe things, but you can't tell them. But you know it when it happens. That's what I mean by free. I've had a couple of times on stage when I really felt free. And that's something else. That's really something else. Like like I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. I mean, really, no fear. If I could have that half of my life, no fear. Lots of children have no fear. That's the closest way, that's the only way I can describe it. That's not all of it, but it is something to really, really feel.
See and agree that every man should
had been listening to Artists in the City. That was a documentary about Nina Simone. And you can hear us every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So please come back next week for another episode of Artists in the City.